I've always wanted to do.
What?
Create a sitcom based on a cartoon studio. I think there's humor here.
I don't think there's any that could ever be put on television.
No, you're right. Garfield is famous. I'm not. He's an overnight success. I'm a long-term failure and finally achieve some success with him. We need one more besides this one.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you have one written?
No. I'm sure there's something rambling.
Is there something rattling around in your head?
Yeah, I think so.
Garfield sprang from the head of cartoonist Jim Davis 5 years ago and has raced around the world faster than a satellite, appearing in network TV specials, adorning thousands of newspaper comic strip pages, and selling millions of books.
Here's your little bag.
Thank you.
Put your pin on.
Last year, at one time, 7 Garfield volumes were listed on the New York Times paperback bestseller list.
Muncie, Indiana has been famous in its time for the Mason jar and as the typical American community in the massive Middletown study begun half a century ago. But as these surroundings suggest, its present celebrity rests on the spreading paunch of a cat named Garfield.
It is the fate of today's celebrities to be endlessly imprinted on merchandise, and Garfield novelties are a major industry.
Are you going to go skiing? Oh, you can't.
No.
For many years, cartoonist Jim Davis traveled the dark roads of anonymous assistantships and unsuccessful strips like Norman the Gnat before his struggles resulted in the fat, furry rocket called Garfield.
All of the most successful comic strips down the line all have very powerful personalities. Garfield has an overpowering personality. He's a prima donna. I feel as though I've created a real monster.
When I want in, I want in now.
In no way a cuddly kitty, Garfield is greedy and adept at getting his way.
There's a lot of big, fat, angry cats in this world, and it's primarily those cats that inspired Garfield. When I created Garfield, I tried to combine a primal animal with a human being. It was a mental exercise. So I asked myself, what would he be like? Well, obviously, it'd be a person that would be out for his own creature comforts, hence Garfield.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
I think there has always been a me-first generation all along. He's had the courage to admit it. We live in a time where we're made to feel guilty about overeating, oversleeping, and not exercising. Garfield militantly defends his right to do all of those things.
If it isn't nature's most perfect food, lasagna! Where have you been all my life?
Okay.
Do it over there.
Okay. Why don't we do that? Shall we go over to the... back where the storyboard is.
Yeah.
I thought Eddie Brawl wants you to put up here.
Davis must occasionally wrench himself from Muncie's warm embrace for such matters as a trip to Los Angeles to see how Garfield progressed on the storyboards of a recently aired TV special.
And then the way he dropped off that table in the last show, like the feet go first, then the ballet, and then the head goes last. He's like, he's elastic. The translation of Garfield over to animation was very, very natural. When I write for him, I watch him in my mind as if it's on a TV set anyway. Garfield is animated in my mind. The unnatural thing is to freeze frame him for the newspaper every day. And the neck might even come out of the shirt a little bit further there. the gags are very, very important. It's the writing I concentrate the hardest on. As far as the amount of artwork, though, I feel the art should be very simple. That allows the eye to travel through the strip very easily. There's no real thinking to them. Hopefully there's a good laugh or a smile or a little bit of a yuck to the strip. And that's all I'm going for, just to make people feel a little better. I think it helps balance the scales a little bit.
I'm only human.
Garfield would be like if you were a really successful tycoon type, and you'd do something like be on the telephone and say, "Hello, Manny, sell Cuba. They're raising too much cane." Stuff like that.
Do you have the nightmare that one day you will look at the cat and the cat doesn't say anything?
When I was beginning the strip, I once likened gag writing to walking into a dark closet. When you need the gags, you walk in, grab some gags off the shelf, and leave. But because the closet is dark, you don't know how big it is. But I've since come to the realization, and also being inspired by Charles Schulz, does Peanuts, Mort Walker does Beetle Bailey, after that many years, they're still fresh and funny. If they can do it, I feel I can too.